Wow, that was fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
Don't go away. I know you have to blast off to your gig tonight at the Knitting Factory. This is the girls at Dawn we're in the studio with. But let me back announce your songs. We'll just have a quick chat before you rush off, okay? We just heard from the girls at Dawn here live at WFMU. And we heard Every Night. We heard Your Girl. We heard They're Waiting. On and on. Tomorrow Will Be Yesterday. Back to You. Most Terrible Thing. WCK. When She Goes Away. I'm Not Sad. Come Here to Die. Miss Me. I'm Alone. And It's Getting Cold. All from the Girls at Dawn Live here on WFMU. Wow, that was a fantastic set. That was so amazing. You've got such a great, amazing sound. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell me what instruments you play?
I'm Erin, I play guitar.
I'm Anna, I play the bass.
I'm Sarah, I play drums.
And I know you have a mystery gal, Ms. X.
That's true.
On keys, but we're not allowed to. Since she's borrowed from another band, we're not allowed to mention, right? Is that it? We can't mention Jennifer DeLovely.
Oh, it's much worse. She's from outer space, actually. So people can't know that she's here because it would be illegal.
She's an illegal alien. Literally.
Good thing we're not in Arizona.
Yeah, really? I know. All right. Well, first of all, you guys have an amazing sound, a very original sound. It's something channels like the 60s and the 80s to me.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what you were going for, but that's sort of what it reminds me of.
60s for sure.
I feel like we've definitely been like compared to like, you know, girl bands from the 80s, but I personally never really like listened to it.
I think it's like a lot of 80s chick bands probably like used a lot of tom drums, and our drums are basically tom and, you know.
I think live.
It's a compliment. I mean, I'm not saying you sound like the Go-Go's. I'm saying, you know, like I just hear.
Yeah. I really like the Pussy Willows, and I know they're like from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know,
they were.
So like, I feel like we're probably in the same vein, you know, the garage revival vein.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
cool.
How did you got without? I know it's not polite to ask a lady her age. We don't like that. But you guys seem kind of young to be into this kind of stuff, right? Well, what's our age range?
I'm 17.
Well, I'm 19, so.
Yeah, we just actually graduated from high school.
Yeah, me and Erin just graduated, but Anna's still a junior.
Yeah, so we also have this weird disease where we're aging really quick, so. Weird. It's gonna be real weird.
Oh, I'm
we're
sorry.
We're somewhere around there. I personally don't.
We're in that old 17 to 45 range. You know, when you have to check out boxes and stuff. Like in that range.
The 17 to 45 age range. That box. Yeah, that's right. Well, are we at least old enough to drink?
Yes.
Legally.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. In Canada.
Or England.
This lie has gone too far.
No, I'm 26. And so
I'm 22.
Yeah, I'm also 26.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to.
Revealed. Now everybody knows.
Oh, no.
No, it's awesome. No, that's fantastic. Okay, so how did you guys get together and just start doing this kind of a beautiful sound?
I was working at a record shop and I wanted
to. You can name the shoppy if you want to.
Generation Records. And I like really wanted to start a band, so I called up Erin, who was in a band.
I had also wanted to be in
because she wanted to start a band, but we like weren't really good friends, but we had mutual friends. But the band that she used to be in, like, they were the first people that I kind of met in New York, so that was kind of cool. And then like, but I wanted to play bass, and I never played bass before. And like,
oh no!
And then
it was all bedroom practicing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So like, and then Sarah like knew a mutual friend as well. So
yeah, and Anna wrote me on the internet, and we had never actually met before. And she was like, "Oh, like, do you want to play drums for this band?" And I'm actually a bass player. Well, I guess I'm also a drummer now. But I was like, "Well, you know, I've never played drums, but if you have a kit and you can teach me, I can probably."
Maybe. I don't know why we like decided to do it that way, because it kind of makes it harder.
I think when I first talked to you, I was like, I really want to be in a band and I really want to play drums. And then I was like, pigeonholed back on a guitar.
Yeah. No, but like Erin's a good guitar player. Like she's amazing. So like I was like, you have to play guitar because I don't know who else is going to play guitar.
I don't know, like 500 other people. I don't know.
Nobody else in New York plays guitar but you. What are we going to do?
Oh, shit. I'm such high demand.
Ladies, the language.
Oh.
Oops. OS. We can't say that. We got to just mark that where that little language thing is. Okay.
Was it me? I don't know.
Anywhoozle.
Who farted? Now Terry T has to get that off the.
So Anna,
yeah,
your dad was in the Effigies. Is in the Effigies, I should say.
Yeah, and he played with on the station.
Yes, he played at the Effigies. He played my show.
I know, he brought me a T-shirt, and I was like, that's cool.
I just think it's so awesome that the Effigies played my show, and your dad, the drummer.
Yeah, he's the drummer. Effigies. Yeah.
Has his awesome daughter, who's in an awesome band.
Yeah.
Who's now playing my show, which is so cool.
He played this show in Chicago called Chicagogo. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like this show where they get a bunch of little kids and like grown ups acting like little kids, like dressing in costumes and stuff. And then they get a band to play and everyone like dances around.
That's
and
so cute.
Wait, the Effigies were on that?
Yeah.
And they did songs like Body Bag on a kids show?
Yeah, like, and like the singer looked really serious, but my dad was like you could tell he was so tickled by it.
Oh, yeah,
he was,
no.
Like, cracking up.
There's a lot. It's like Yo Gabba Gabba. There's like, yeah, there's the one in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, so, like the monster one?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, my
God.
Gula Gogo. Yeah. I love those shows, the kids shows with
I know.
The bands.
Yeah. I thought that was, like, the best show I've ever seen them play, even though I wasn't there. Like, that was just so awesome.
So that's where you got all your musical talent from?
I don't know, but maybe. Like.
Is that where you got the drum kit from to lend Sarah?
Yeah, actually, he did buy the drum kit that, like, Sarah, you know, we, like, do our recordings on because, like, he was trying to teach me. And he taught himself, so he was, like, not the best teacher, but
our parents are, like, super disco supportive. Beat.
Yeah, yeah,
like my
cool.
Dad gave me my first guitar, so
yeah, it's really cool. Helpful.
I think we got most of our merch money on tour from my family.
Yeah,
yeah, and then Sarah's parents, like
super fans.
Well, extended family. Merch.
Do you guys? Is there anybody else? Parents that are also of the musical notage that we should.
Well,
my
dad played guitar, so that's how I got interested in it. Oh, my dad played guitar, so that's how I got interested in it.
What did he play? What band did he play in?
Oh, he played in some, like, 60s band in California, and I have no idea what they're even, like, called. I think they're, like, called, I don't even know.
Where they garage?
They have some, like, old school, like, tape reel.
Dave Amos just said Spirit?
Oh, no. It started with, like, a Spirit. B. Like, I don't, all they have is, like, tape reel recordings. So, I'll inherit that someday, I guess, which is pretty cool, but I don't,
cool.
Yeah.
That has got to be a Sundays reissue or something. That's going to be on RPM, or, you know, like one of those, the past and present's going to reissue that.
That would be cool.
All right, so we got the girls at Dawn here live in the studio. I know you have to blast. You have a gig tonight at the Knitting Factory with the Dum Dum Girls. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome. Wow.
It's going to be amazing.
It is.
We've got some tricks up our sleeve for tonight, for sure. You're going to get scared.
Is Ms. X going to be playing?
She's actually going to be on the West Coast.
She's got another show to play.
She's so in demand.
She's everywhere.
She's filming a major music video for
some
Lady
Gaga.
I think like T.I. or so. I don't know. I mean, someone with initials for sure.
Wow.
Because that's like important when you have initials.
Yeah. But I love the Dum Dum Girls, so I'm really excited.
Oh, God, they're awesome. Yeah. They are so great.
I think we played with them the first show that they played in New York, so it's kind of cool to, like, have, like, a little
we
reunion.
We did, yeah.
And I was stoked to see them then.
That was, like, one of our first shows. I mean, one of them.
I think it was, like, our third show.
It was, like, our third show.
Yeah. It'll be cool playing Knitting Factory with them, like,
yeah.
Big, you know, knitting factory.
We'll see how far we've come.
I know, we're so famous. But our, like, I think it was, like, our fourth show or something. Like, we played this huge show in the Masonic Temple.
Oh, yeah, with Fucked Up.
With Fucked Up. Oh, I mean,
can't say that over the air. I know.
Effed Up
played my show, actually. Okay. I love Effed Up. We can't say the name of the band.
I know. Yeah. They're really nice.
Another
guys,
edit
though.
Piece. Dave, we're looking at...
So yeah, we played with Effed Up at the Masonic Temple.
It was amazing.
It was like a huge show. I mean, we only played like what, like
we only had 7 songs at the time.
But we only played second, right?
Oh yeah, and we played second, which was so weird, and we were so nervous.
Yeah, and I was dressed like what's her face from
Mary Weiss.
Oh yeah, I was dressed like Mary Weiss, yeah. Kind of.
You had this cool wig. That wig was awesome.
Yeah, and then Erin had blood on her, and she
got everybody
it all
kept on
over
asking
stuff.
Like, why does that girl have blood on her? I don't get it. It's not Halloween.
Yeah, people just didn't get
and
it.
I look like the Hamburglar.
You know what? Yeah. I got it, so that's all that matters.
But like, we were like dressed really cool, but we like were so nervous. So
it didn't even matter how weird cool we looked, because we were just so nervous.
We were shaking in our fake blood.
Yeah. What's with the fake blood? What was that all?
I don't know.
It's just so ridiculous, you know?
No, I think it goes with our music, you know?
It's kind of weird and sticky.
Yeah, kind of Danzig. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. We cover
no,
a Misfit
totally
song.
We like to cross genres.
We cover One Last Caress.
We actually did, yeah. Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. All right, so so tonight, everybody go check them out. They're going to be playing at the Knitting Factory with the Dum Dum Girls. You also are going to be playing on September 22nd at the Mercury Lounge with the Crocodiles.
Yeah, that show's going to be really awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And on September 25th, next Saturday, you guys are going to be in Memphis for Gonerfest.
That is true.
Eating some barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe playing
Guitar Wolf, man.
Oh, yeah. Guitar Wolf.
Sorry?
That New Bomb Turks.
New Bomb Turks, yeah, yeah. Armitage Shanks.
Yeah, yeah. We're really
stoked. Oh, my God. These are, like, my favorite people. Oh, I'll just happen to be there also at the Gonerfest.
Awesome.
Introducing you.
That's so great.
Yeah, we're really stoked.
I can't believe it. That's going to be at the High Tone at the Gonerfest. So, people, get, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of tickets left for Gonerfest. Sure. You know what I mean?
It's gotta be.
It's open. It's open-ended. There's many people that can fit in Memphis. So.
Yeah, we still have, yeah, we don't have anywhere to stay. So.
Oh, yeah. And
we gotta find a hotel.
Anyone knows where
or
we
something
can stay in Memphis?
Are you for real? You have no place.
We didn't book anything. We didn't make any arrangements.
Sleep in the car, I guess.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God. Well, you know what? I read the...
just gonna party all night.
The weather for next week in Memphis, yeah, and it's going to be on the mid to high 90s.
Yay! Yes. Summer's not over yet.
Yes. It's like a reprieve. I know. Believe me, I saw that. I was psyched.
That makes me
really awesome. And I almost said a bad word.
I didn't say the bad word. But, you know, like, so maybe you can sleep in the park. It'll be so warm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll be safe.
I'll use barbecue as my pillow.
We'll just bring a tent and we'll put a lock on the outside, okay?
Exactly. But also, I just want to make mention, people who want any of your recordings, this is the Girls at Dawn we're sitting here with, standing here with. You have a new debut LP out on Norton Records.
Yeah, that's a huge deal for
that's
us.
Like an awesome thing, I think.
Yeah,
it's a great thing.
It is a big
they
deal.
They have a really good lineage of bands that have been on their label.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned Mary Weiss, you know, and
we did.
Yeah, she came to our show when we played with The Raining Sounds.
Yeah,
so
we got a picture.
Yeah, we got a picture.
Yeah, we got amazing a picture with her.
Isn't that amazing?
We need to take a picture with you.
She's so sweet. And then she like nice asked Sarah's mom if we were teenagers, because she like
well, because she's teenagers. You know what, Mary Weiss started as a teenager, so she figured you guys were teenagers.
Yeah, and we're you know inspired by her, so
you know, maybe because you're dressed more casually, that's you do look super, like you do look teen, almost teenage. Sorry, I don't
it's,
know
it's
so
that okay Olay cream we've been using. It's a really good product. I just wanted to get that in there. I'm getting paid for saying that.
So, yeah, so your new album called Call the Doctor on Norton Records, and that came out just last week, right?
Actually, this week. It came out today because it was supposed to be September 7th, and then they pushed it back to today, the 16th, so.
Today, the 18th. Today,
oh,
September
18th. Sorry, Tuesday. You know what? I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, I know. It's so confusing.
I'm surprised I even got here.
Aaron's been on a lot
of muscle relaxers right now.
Yeah, you do have like, what, you might have a back problem or something, or neck injury or something?
Yeah, I
she's got a herniated disc.
I have some popped stuff between my spine and my neck. It's, yeah.
So muscle relaxants will do that to you, or you know. So, all right. So, but you do have a bunch of stuff. Yeah, you have the new album out on Norton called "Call the Doctor." You've got a 7-inch on Hozak, "Never Enough," and "Every Night." You have the self-titled 12-inch EP on Captured Tracks, mm-hmm. and that cool Rolling Stone cover split 7-inch with the Gay Blades, the Norton, that Rolling Stone split.
It's a great band.
Oh, the Gay Blades are awesome.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun recording that.
Yeah.
So everybody, check out The Girls at Dawn. You can go to myspace.com, The Girls at Dawn, and find out more, hear their music. But definitely pick up their album. Will it be available on vinyl, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think originally we were only going to press it on vinyl, but then we put it on CD as well. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So pick up The Girls at Dawn debut LP on CD and vinyl called Call the Doctor, and it's brand spanking new, just came out this week on Norton. And also they have that Norton split 7-inch, the Rolling Stones cover one, the EP on Captured Tracks, and the 7-inch on Hozak. Check them out tonight. They're gonna be playing at the Knitting Factory with the Dum Dum Girls in Brooklyn. And then on the 22nd of this month at the Mercury Lounge with Crocodiles. And don't forget, next Saturday, The Girls at Dawn will be at the Goner Fest in Memphis, Tennessee, at the High Tone. All these great bands, Guitar Wolf, Armitage Shanks, so many good bands, New Bomb Turks. It's going to be awesome. And you know what? Thank you so much, guys. This was a great, great session. It was so, so good. Thanks a lot. Let's thank awesome engineer, Mr. Dave Amos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also going to be at Goner Fest. We're all gonna
let's all go together.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Let's
go.
Are you doing our sound?
Because
that would be awesome.
Can you do our sounds?
They asked you, Dave, if you're doing the sound. He doesn't know.
Perhaps not.
All right, I know you guys had to bail on out here and make it to your sound check at Knitting Factory, so I'm gonna let you guys go. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Awesome. Girls at Dawn. Yeah. Woo! Check them out tonight at the Knitting Factory in New York City with the Dum Dum Girls. And next week in Memphis at Goner Fest at the High Tone. I'll be there and tons of people will be there. And also on the 22nd at the Mercury Lounge in New York City with Crocodiles. And yes, once again, thanks a lot to engineer Dave Amels for engineering. And thanks to the Girls at Dawn. And pick up their new album, Call the Doctor, new on the Norton label.